Shin Beis Yud. Reichas Yodav Toiv Lenakim Vekoyach Zu Bezu Lehaslameim Hamayim Vichotu Koytim Shikancha Vemachate. Shita the Mechaber is, we should be choshu for the opinions that hold that putting water even on a clean garment is a problem of kibbutz, and therefore, if you wash your hands and then you want to dry them on a cloth, you may be running into problems of kibbutz. Therefore, you should shake off the excess water in your hands, and the little amount of water you have in your hands will not be enough to make a kibbutz. The Rambam says, "Yesh shakos v'dein lochush lazeh." There are those that do not do this chumrah of shaking their hands off before they dry them. Over here, since you're only doing to dry off your hands, you're not doing it to clean off the garments. Therefore, we do not say this concept that the fact that you're causing water to come onto the garment has an element of kibbutz, and the chein noigin. So the minhag Ashkenaz is not to bother shaking off the water from the hand before they dry it in the towel. V'chein mutar l'nagev yodav v'beged shehitil b'yitivak me'aglayim kedei levatlom de'ein zed rakdech lichlo. Also, if he washes his hands and he wants to dry them on a garment that has some urine from a baby on it, it's also permitted, because also the act that he's doing is not an act of kibbutz. This is a much bigger chiddush, because over here it does have this lichluch on it. The term kedei levatlom, the Mishnah Berurah explains, means that if you have unadulterated urine, you can't daven there, or can't make brachas there. But if you put the water of your hands onto the beged, then it's enough to have that to mevatel the urine in the garment. Kamvan is talking about when there's not a large amount of urine there. If there's a large amount of urine, you put a few drops of water, it won't help. All this is written in the Mishnah Berurah. So kopanim, the only way you can do this, as we said, is to wipe your hands in a towel. Mishnah Berurah says also that this only helps for urine, which is not such a major stain. It's not a stain shavu, it's just problem halachically more. But if there's excrement on the garment, then you're not allowed to even do this process of washing your hands and then wiping them on the garment to somehow smear off that filth, because they're doing a mamash kibbutz of getting the stain off. I'll call upon them, as we said, the only heter over here is when you wipe your hands on the garment. That will also liten mamish al mei aglayim kedei levatlo, to directly pour even a small amount of water on urine to be mevatel them is also on Shabbos. That's considered a type of kibbutz, since you're directly doing an act of putting water on this table.